Our Board of Supervisors meeting will now come to order, and may we all stand and pledge allegiance to the flag. And if you would please remain standing, as invocation will be given by Pastor Dave Kerr, Trinity United Presbyterian Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And will you pray with me? Lord God, we thank you this morning for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy. And Lord, we pray that in the next few moments that we have together, that you'd give wisdom and guidance and direction to the Board of Supervisors. God, we thank you for the wonderful county that you place us in, but we also recognize on days like this that there is great need in this county. And for that, Lord, we come to you asking that your guidance would be present, that your peace would be pervasive, and that your love would extend to all those that are in great need in this county. Again, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to be able to come before you, to be able to seek your guidance and your direction, and that's what we do today. In Christ's precious name, amen. Amen.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have presentation to be started by CEO Stan Ryzen.
All right. Well, good morning, board members and chair. It's with kind of mixed feelings we come to you this morning. It's our clerk of the board's last board meeting. But it's a privilege to take some time to acknowledge and recognize Christine Ferraro-Tallman for her over 26 years of dedicated public service to Stanislaus County. Christine began her career in the county in 1990 when she was hired as a Board of Supervisors field rep for then Supervisor Roland Starn. In 1992, just 2 short years later, she was appointed clerk of the Board of Supervisors. Christine holds a degree in social sciences from Cal State University Stanislaus. During her tenure here at the county, she has positively impacted many employees in our organization and the community we serve. She has a long list of accomplishments ranging from her valued participation in the California Association of the Clerks of the Board, our 10th Street Place Management Committee, our assessment appeals process, and to the 915 seamlessly executed Board of Supervisors meetings. Christine has established the Clerk of the Board and Board of Supervisors departments as an atmosphere of true teamwork through her personal examples of caring, fairness, and reliability. She encouraged change to improve performance outcomes, taking a positive approach that has resulted in the department being a very well-oiled machine. Christine's leadership is exemplified through her tireless efforts both internally within our county and externally with her involvement in her State Association of Clerks, where she developed a new supervisor's workshop for new statewide clerk of the boards. She often serves as a mentor to new clerk of the boards throughout California and has made herself accessible for her assistance. Her accolades are many, all highlighting her hard work and dedication. As a member of the CEO's senior leadership team, I could always count on Christine's leadership skills to take a can-do approach to accomplishing well any task assigned. She's a consummate professional that has dedicated herself to attaining the highest levels of accuracy and competency. She exemplifies the values set forth by her Board of Supervisors. She is trustworthy, respectful, fair, caring, and responsible. Christine has served this county well, bringing a blend of intelligence, professionalism, and grace. We will miss Christine's sense of humor, kindness, optimistic outlook, and her spirit of teamwork. But the legacy of established accomplishments remains as a strong foundation for the Stanislaus County Clerk of the Board Department. So Christine, we want to wish you well on your retirement journey. Thank you for your years of service to this organization. And we have a number of accommodations that we want to give to you this morning, and we're going to start with our Sheriff Adam Christensen.
Hi. I wasn't able to join you at your reception, so I wanted to present you today with a certificate from the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Office recognizing you for your work not only in the community and for the community and the Board of Supervisors, but your support of public safety in the Sheriff's Office, and we genuinely appreciate that. We hope that you get some time to at least go fishing or do something fun. Congratulations.
I'm not going to read that.
So, Christine, if we could get you to come on up here.
Greetings. As I look over the resolution as representing you from the Board of Supervisors, I'm not going to go through the whole thing because I'll tell you what, I don't know what she did with all her spare time. She was so active. Hello? Are we here? Thank you. Well, first of all, let me say this. I really don't know what you've done with all your spare time because in a resolution that depicts all the activities you've been in, and of course in the statewide organizations, involved locally, and I'm not going to read through all of them. But I do want to appreciate and thank you for everything that you've done. But one thing that really caught my eye was that during the 26 years, Ms. Tallman has served with 14 different board members, and in her tenure has prepared over 915 board meeting agendas and minutes, and has signed more than 23,767 board resolutions. Wow. We do want to sincerely thank you for everything, and we hope you enjoy your endeavors, whatever they may be, and always keep us in mind. And we remember all the service that you have provided, not only for the board and members within the county, but the citizens of the county. And we truly appreciate that, and God bless you. Would you like to say a few words?
Sure. Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Adam. That was very thoughtful. I appreciate it. It's really been my pleasure to serve as the clerk of the board for Stanislaus County. It was like the perfect job for me because I love politics, I love government, and being the clerk of the board, you get to really interact with every phase and aspect of what goes on in the county. And we just have some incredible people, starting with our Board of Supervisors. I just thank you and appreciate your support all the years. Because really, I've never worked with a finer group of people. They have high integrity. They always keep the citizens' best interests at mind. That's their motivation for serving. And they are really, really, truly professionals. And our board meetings are ran very well because they behave themselves.
Bless you, my daughter.
And to Stan and the CO's office, thank you so much. I mean, really, truly, our really incredible leader of our association, I mean of our county, and I really enjoy working with you because you're also just a very nice man. And the CO's office works so hard. Whenever I've had new staff come in to our office from other departments, they said, gee, I had no idea you guys work so hard up here. And they do, and they say we are the hardest working people in the county, and I don't say that just to brag on us, but truly, there's a lot that goes on, and they're just some real intelligent and highly qualified professional people that work in the CO's office. And to Jack Doring, County Council. County Council is always the clerk of the board's best friend, and I just want to thank Jack because your legal advice is always dependable, it's accurate, it's fair, it's always tainted with wisdom, and it's just not about doing exactly. Oh, it is doing exactly what's correct, but not making it burdensome. So anytime we had an issue, and we're probably in Jack's office sometimes several times a day, but always every week, and he's always had an open door policy to us, and we appreciate it. And the clerk of the board staff and the board supervisor staff, I truly think they're the best in the state of California. They really do their jobs. This, it wasn't about me doing it. It was about all of us doing it together. And my brother-in-law, who is an avid Warriors fan, said, you know, why the Warriors are so successful is because there are no prima donnas on the team. And I think that's about us. We don't care what needs to be done. We all step in and get it done, and we do it right. And they're well-trained, and they're smart, and we have a good time doing it. My dad said, if you can't have fun when you're at work, then, you know, you're wasting a lot of your time. And so we have a lot of laughter, a lot of camaraderie, and I've always loved that. And then to my husband, Dan, who's always there and so sweet and patient and gives me good advice. He's got his master's degree in HR, and I need that because he just always has given me good, wise advice on how to perform my duties. So I just want to thank you so much. It's truly been my pleasure to be your clerk of the board, and I know with Liz King, you've got a great person coming up right behind me, and that's a good sign of a clerk. She's prepared not only for today, but for the future. So anyway, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. First of all, let me hand you the resolution. And then we'd like to present you with this lovely clock and these to go into your desk, whatever your adventures may be in the future. And thank you ever so much, and you take care. Now, anyone from the board wishing to come up and make some comments? Now's the time to do it. Now or forever.
My district too.
As a constituent, it sounds like she loves the county so much, I think she's running my campaign. I'm not laughing. So, we've been through this. We all got to tell Christine, you know, what we think. I just wrote down a few words because it always comes back to word association. Honest, intelligent, kind. But most of all, you are the classiest person I've ever met in my entire life. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You have a calming effect on the board. She's in charge. By the way, she grabbed the microphone from the chairman, slapped it, and then told her to turn up the mic. She's always in charge. She's got the coolest husband in Dan. He's going to have a sign. He told me he's going to have a sign under new management now at his house. But the last thing, and this is for all department heads, the thing we ask and the thing that scares us the most is about succession planning. And her department is the supreme example of that. When you look at Liz and the rest of them there, we are prepared to move on. We will hate it to move on without you, but you set a great example for the county. So on behalf, I'm not going to speak on behalf of the whole board, but on behalf of myself, I love you, I'm going to miss you, and it's been great.
I have to go next before everybody steals what I was going to say. It's just so amazing to thank you. And when we first get elected, each one of us, the first day we come in, we meet with Christine. And Christine really knows everything that goes on up there on the sixth floor. She has so much advice for us when we come in. She's so knowledgeable. Anytime we want to know something, a historical perspective, any sort of information, Christine's the one that we always go to. Because she knows. If she doesn't have the answer, she knows where to go get it. And that, I want to thank you so much. We are going to miss you tremendously. And thank you for doing such a great job.
You know, this is been my 12th year, so I really have enjoyed working with you. I know when I first came on board, you were the one who showed me the ropes. And believe me, there's a lot of things to learn here when you get on. You think that you're prepared to step in office, but today there's a lot of little details that we need help with, and you were always there. You had a very efficient office. You're always available, and I just loved working with you. And your ability to find things, like Supervisor O'Brien said, I asked her one time for the minutes of the first board meeting in 1854, and the reason I did that is because I owned the ranch where that meeting was. There's a monument on there. It's called Adamsville. It wasn't a county seat for very long. She found them within about an hour ago and gave it to me. I was so impressed. I thought it was an impossible task, but nothing's impossible for you. So anyway, I'm sure going to miss you there. If you change your mind and want to come back, you just let us know.
Thank you. So we've all had a chance to talk at your reception the other day, and I'm just going to kind of repeat what I've said, because it just, I mean, you guys don't see it from here, from where you sit, but we sit up here, and when I started here 5 years ago, it was just pure panic to sit up here, and to be able to look down and see Christine, like Bill said, we all meet with Christine when we first start on this thing, and she just, with open arms, just accepted me, and as I always look down during the meetings, and like I say, I always look up. She gives me a wink and just lets me know things are going to be okay. And it's just such a comforting thing. And it's almost like a, not that you're that old, but it's like a motherly thing, is what it is. And just to be able to look down, the comfort of mom's down there looking out for us. So we're really going to miss you. And I'm seriously, it's going to be hard without you. Liz is going to do a great job, I know. But we are going to miss not being able to look down there and see you. So thank you for.
Thank you once again. Take care. Okay. Now's the time for public comment. If anyone wishing to make any comments on any item not on today's agenda, now's the time to speak up. If there are none, we'll go to the consent calendar. And does anyone on the board wish to pull any item? If not, before the board takes any action on the consent calendar, does anyone in the audience wish to make a comment or have a question on any matter on the current calendar? If there are not, I'll bring it back to the board and ask for action.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Passed. We will now go on scheduled matters. On the 905 public hearing to consider the appeal of planning commission approval and use permit application 2015-0023.
Good morning, Chairman Monteith, members of the board, Mr. Doring and Mr. Rising. We had scheduled for you an appeal of a planning commission decision. However, as of this morning, we received an email from the appellant, Verizon Wireless, which has been placed before you, asking to withdraw this matter from the agenda. And so staff would recommend that the board withdraw the item.
Well, thank you then. Okay, then we will go on to 9:10 a.m. public hearing pursuant to the Tax and Equity Fiscal Responsibility Act and approve a resolution to authorize membership in California Municipal Financial Authority. Patty Thomas.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Rising, Mr. Doring, and to our audience. So we're pleased to be here today. In a moment, we'll ask you to conduct a public hearing on the Tax Equity Fiscal Responsibility Act, which is called TEFRA, action your board has taken in the past to support good nonprofit causes in the community. That public hearing is a federal requirement, and I'd like to just take a moment and thank the county team that worked on this, including Deputy CEO Patrice Dietrich, Assistant County Counsel Tom Bowes, along with our municipal finance team. And to tell you in a moment, we'll also introduce in the audience Tony Weber, the CEO of Golden Valley Healthcare Systems, and he will introduce his team, and then we'll ask you to conduct the public hearing. This is an interesting approach, and what I want to do before I turn it over to Patrice is to acknowledge and thank Golden Valley Health Care Centers for the work they do in our community. They're a nonprofit. They are a federally qualified health care system, and you'll know that our county clinic system through the Health Services Agency is a federally qualified health care system look-alike. And what does that mean? That means that both the County of Stanislaus through our wonderful Health Services Agency and Golden Valley provides tremendous access to health care for so many in need in this community. Golden Valley serves both Stanislaus and Merced County. And I will tell you, and I know that our health services agency will tell you, and I know the board is aware, that without a health care center operation like Golden Valley in Stanislaus County, we would be even in more need, in more dire condition for our citizens who need access to health care services. So we acknowledge that this morning and appreciate the efforts of Golden Valley and our opportunities to currently partner and partner in the future to serve this community. I'm going to turn this over to Patrice Dietrich, who's going to walk you through some details.
Thank you, Patty. Golden Valley Health Centers has requested that the California Municipal Finance Authority serve as a municipal issuer of tax-exempt revenue bonds not to exceed $9.5 million. Thank you, Christine. See, Christine? Will you wink at me, too? Golden Valley Health Centers plans for the bond proceeds to be used for the purpose of financing and refinancing the acquisition, construction, improvement, and equipping of health facilities located at 1510 Florida Avenue in Modesto, 1200 West Main Street in Turlock, 5201 First Street in Empire, and 1902 Memorial Drive in Ceres. The California Municipal Finance Authority, CMFA, was created on January 1, 2004 as a Joint Powers Authority, or JPA, formed to assist local governments, nonprofit organizations, and businesses with the issuance of both taxable and tax-exempt debt. To date, over 200 municipalities, including cities, towns, counties, and special districts, have become members of CMFA. The debt to be issued by the CMFA will be the sole responsibility of Golden Valley Health Centers. The county will have no financial or legal obligation or responsibility with regard to the repayment of the debt. All financing documents will carry disclaimers that the loan is not an obligation of the county. The county will bear no costs in the issuance of the proposed debt. This is a private loan with the borrower and their bank. A resolution approving the issuance of the bonds by CMFA for the benefit of Golden Valley Health Centers is required. Such adoption is solely for the purposes of satisfying the requirements of TEFRA. The resolution will also authorize the chairman of the Board of Supervisors to execute the JPA agreement with CMFA, and the county will become a CFA member. There are no costs associated with membership in CMFA. The JPA agreement provides that CMFA is a public entity separate and apart from each member executing the JPA agreement. The debts, liabilities, and obligations of CMFA do not constitute debts, liabilities, or obligations of any of their members. The county will not become exposed to any financial liability by reason of its membership in CMFA. The bonds to be issued are a special limited obligation of the JPA payable solely through the borrower's repayment of the loan. In addition, participation by the county in CMFA will not impact our appropriation limits and will not constitute any type of indebtedness by the county. Staff administrative costs associated with processing Golden Valley's request for this morning's TEFRA public hearing will be recovered from CMFA through a sharing of their issuance fee with the county when the bonds close. The payment to the county is anticipated to be approximately $4,750. With that, we have three staff recommendations before you this morning. They're detailed in the agenda item, and I'll summarize them. Number one, conduct the scheduled public hearing this morning to receive public comment under the requirements of the Tax and Equity Fiscal Responsibility Act, or TEFRA, and the Internal Revenue Code of 1986. In connection with proposed issuance of conduit revenue bonds by CMFA. Number two, adopt the attached resolution, which is attachment A, to exercise membership in the JPA and approve the issuance of tax-exempt bonds by CMFA not to exceed $9.5 million for the benefit of Golden Valley Health Centers. And number three, authorize the chairman of the Board of Supervisors or his designee to sign and execute the JPA agreement relating to California Municipal Finance Authority. That is attachment B. And with that, we'd like to introduce Tony Weber, the Chief Executive Officer of Golden Valley Health Centers, and he'll introduce his team.
Thank you, Patrice. Everybody hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board, and staff. Especially want to thank Patty for her kind words this morning and for all the hard work staff put in on this, working with our team. We have John Stoker here from CMFA, financial advisor, and then we have Lou Tao, our chief financial officer at Golden Valley Health Centers. Again, I just wanted to thank you for considering our request this morning. As many of you know, Golden Valley Health Centers has been providing health care services in the county for many, many years. As a matter of fact, we're celebrating our 40th year anniversary at our Patterson site this year. And if I could plug, we're having a open house and a ribbon cutting in Patterson on Thursday to kind of show off our new dental expansion project and invite you all out there. Golden Valley in 2015 provided over 415,000 visits to over 111,000 individual patients. Roughly 70,000 of those patients reside in Stanislaus County. And as many of you know, a lot of our patients are the most vulnerable in our communities. And without services like are provided by the county and provided by Golden Valley Health Centers, they really would not have any access to good quality, affordable health care. Which brings us to our request today. We plan on using the proceeds of the bond to build two new health centers, one in Ceres and a school-based clinic in Empire on the Empire Grammar School, and renovate three other of our health facilities and expand them. We'll probably, when we get to full capacity, be able to provide between 75 and 100 new jobs. But more importantly, we'll be able to provide services to more than 18,000 new patients, which is really what our goal has been, is to continue to expand access and provide good quality care to all those in the communities where we serve. So once again, I just wanted to thank you for considering our request this morning, and thank you for the support that you've provided us over the years. And if you have any questions, we'll be happy to entertain those.
Any questions? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, it's our recommendation that you now conduct the public hearing.
Thank you. We'll now open up the public hearing. Anyone wishing to make comment? If not, the public hearing is closed. Board, I ask for action this time.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a comment for the vote there. I'm very familiar with Golden Valley and the good things that they do, especially in the west side. They have provide access for medical services for a lot of people on the west side, and without them, I think we'd be hard-pressed to fill the gap. I'm very familiar with them, and they have a seat on the board of the West Side Healthcare Task Force, and they've been a very good member from day one. So I'm in full support of this. I think this is something the county should do. I mean, we're not obligated for repayment as a county, and this is going to do a lot, provide a lot more services in the county, plus employment. By the way, I will be in Patterson there to opening your dental clinic on Thursday. Mark Smith had told me about it. Yeah, I think this is something we have to do as a board. We need to support them. And I could say, if it wasn't for Golden Valley, we would be hard-pressed to fill that kind of gap. I don't think we could do it. They do a wonderful service. They've got clinics throughout the county. And just four in my district, three in the west side and one in Ceres. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm in support of this, and I would urge the board to vote for it also.
Any other comments?
Okay, I'll make the motion to approve staff recommendations.
Fine. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? It's passed.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We now will go to item B6. Jody Hayes.
Good
Good morning, Chairman Monteith, members of the board, CEO Risen, and Council Doring. Jody Hayes from the Chief Executive Office. I'm going to multitask here and drive and talk because this is actually a very short and good story that I wanted to bring to the board's attention this morning. You've heard us talk a lot about what does success look like, and looking at the organization across all of the services and processes and procedures that we do and trying to get a better idea of what success looks like. Today is an example of trying to describe to you what success looks like for the organization, what we look forward to, what our goals are, and what we're trying to accomplish. And today's focus is on the employee safety program. We spend about $5 million a year on workers' compensation costs. We work about 7 million hours between our regular full-time and contracted employees, where employees can be injured on the job. 7 million hours, if you think about that. And every hour somebody's out there, we want to keep them safe, so that they go home to their family safe, so that they don't have threats to their well-being and so forth, and obviously to increase the productivity. So by doing that, we provide training to our employees, and we have leadership, department heads, managers, supervisors who reinforce safety principles across the entire organization. We have a county safety board, previously led by Supervisor O'Brien, currently led by Supervisor Withrow, who provides leadership along with 8 department heads and our CEO and county council, actually, on the safety program itself. And at the end of the day, we get to measure our success by looking at our OSHA incident rate, which gives you an idea of how many injuries we have each year per 100 full-time employees. So today we want to share with you some good news, and you can see it in your agenda report as well. We've looked at our 10-year trend on our OSHA incident rate, and you can see that 10 years ago we were at a 10.4 as an organization, and over the last 10 years we've decreased our OSHA incidents by 63% as an organization. What really brought this to our attention is last fiscal year's performance of 14-15 of a 3.9 was really low, and you can see we've had a very low trending, and we had significant improvements over the course of 4 years. But to go from those 5 and 6 averages all the way down to a 3.9 in 1 year was excellent performance that we wanted to bring to your attention. And the safety board has some idea of how we want to celebrate that performance and share that news with our departments. When we look, though, at our performance, you don't want to just look at our trend. We want the trend to be going down, and we want to have a low trend. But how do we compare to others? So is a 3.9 one of the highest in the state, or is it one of the lowest? So I can tell you, and I'm happy to present, that we looked at about 30 of the largest counties in the state, and Stanislaus was the lowest. The average of the other 30 counties in the state was about 8.6. So then we took a look at those survey counties that you most likely identify with and looked at their OSHA incident rates. And you can see them on the screen there. I'm sorry I'm outing them, but they're not here today, so we'll just talk about them. We're at a 3.9. Our lowest competitor in our survey group would be Merced and Kern at 7.4, Fresno 7.6, Tulare 8.1, Madera 8.6, Sacramento 10.2, Monterey 10.9. Sorry, that's a little small there, and you can't see it very well. And I slipped this slide in this morning, so you don't have it on your iPads. I slipped in one other slide as well. Here's how we did it, and here's what you can see from the performance. And by the way, I just want to mention that our closest competitor in 14-15 was Riverside County with a 5.2. That was the closest any other organization in the state got. So here's the 10-year trend in some of the big departments. I wanted to pick out the big departments because in a small department, one or two injuries can really make a big difference. But look at these large departments. Community Services Agency reduced their OSHA incident rate 52% over a 10-year period of time. They work over 1.7 million hours a year in that department. Health Services Agency down 64%, BHRS 80% down, Probation 41% down, Parks 78% down. In the parks where you're out mowing lawns and doing all of that very physical labor. Public Works, 87%. I don't have the data to tell you, but I can assure you that there is no Public Works department in the state that has reduced their injury rates by 87% over a 10-year period of time. It's just phenomenal performance for a very challenging occupation. And look at the Sheriff's Department, 58% down as well. Phenomenal performance from the public safety units that are out there on those very physically demanding jobs. Two that I really want to highlight down there at the bottom, 100% for GSA and also for dispatch, because they came in accident free. during that year. So you think about all of the work that the General Services Agency does for the organization, and they can do that through an entire year with no injuries. It's phenomenal performance. Same thing with our dispatchers at a desk typing, and the work and the thought that goes into ensuring that we do not have ergonomic issues related to those employees has really paid off. I wanted to mention 10 years ago, GSA was at an 8.9. Now they're at a zero. 10 years ago, dispatch was at 11.9. Now they're at zero. And here are the departments that went accident-free that don't show up very well on PowerPoint, apparently. Sorry. Assessor, Aging and Vets, Alliance WorkNet, the Board of Supervisors, thank you for going accident-free. Children's and Families Commission, the Clerk Recorder, Emergency Dispatch, GSA, we mentioned, Public Defender, Stan Sarah, and Strategic Business Technology. All of those departments went through fiscal year 14-15 completely accident-free. So in the end, what does it do for the organization? We obviously save money. And we have increased employee productivity. We saved about $470,000 in our workers' compensation costs in fiscal year 14-15. When we presented this success to the Stanislaus County Safety Board, the Safety Board suggested that we seek approval from the board to share some of those savings with our employees to celebrate their success. So the proposal before you today, or the recommendation, is to take $11 per employee and to give it over to the departments to celebrate safety success. And they can do that by either hosting a lunch or buying a safety-related gift or something like that, and a focus on safety for the employees. $11 is the equivalent of about our per diem rate for lunch. So that's the proposal before you today, and the recommendation is we have two recommendations before you. One is to just accept the report and the good sharing of this news, and the other is to approve the use of fiscal year 14-15 savings in the workers' compensation program to fund our employee recognition activities in the amount of $11 per employee. And that's the conclusion of my presentation.
Is there anyone on the board having a question or concern?
Comments? No questions, but I do have some comments.
Go ahead.
I just want to say congratulations to all of our employees, to all of our departments, to the managers, to the safety board, Supervisor Withrow. Good job on this. When I started on the board roughly 12 years ago, there wasn't much emphasis on safety board. In fact, we couldn't even get a quorum to that meeting. And to see this turnaround in the last 10, 12 years is just amazing. So congratulations to everybody.
And I'm going to pipe in there too, Dick, if I could. Great work. It's amazing since I got on there what the drop has been since I joined that board, that committee.
I think it was Supervisor O'Brien.
Put that graph back up. You can see when he joined the board, there was a peak. That's when right. Withrow took over the safety board. Was that peak?
I will tell you, I do recall a budget where Supervisor O'Brien took a very hardline approach with his vote on a budget related to attendance at safety board meetings. That's had very good attendance since then. Thank you, Supervisor O'Brien, and thank you, Supervisor Withrow.
Yeah, anyway, great work what you guys have done. It's just right to the bottom line. It's great savings, and again, nothing that I had anything to do with it, but good stuff, and we appreciate all that you've done at that. So
I'll open up, unless anyone else has anything. I'll open to the public. Any comments this time? If not, I'll bring it back to the board, and I'll just say job well done. Thank you. Anyone have any further comment or motion?
I will make a motion. I'm sorry, Vito, were you going to? No. I'll make a motion to approve staff recommendations.
Your second.
A second. And this is another thing we should be really proud of. Again, something else to add to the list.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Passed.
I'd just like to note, Assistant Executive Officer Jody Hayes showed great restraint by not having a Denver's Broncos slide in. And then I noticed the graph was orange and black.
That's right.
It's baseball season.
Subliminal.
Yeah.
We will now go to B7. Hattie Hill, Thomas.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. A safe workplace. Congratulations to yourselves and the organization. Supervisor O'Brien, I remember those moments when you first came on the board, and I think it's a wonderful report that was just shared. We want to talk to you about making sure that we have an accessible work environment in community. So I'm Patricia Hill-Thomas. I think I said good morning. I hope I did. I'm your Chief Operations Officer and overall project manager of the next phase of ensuring that our community has access to our facilities and programs. Joining me for the first time in our careers together at the same side of the table is Ms. Christine Farrow-Tallman, who is my friend and my colleague, and since I'm here and I have the microphone, I will publicly thank her. Supervisor Chiesa, you took my words. Christine, you are a class act. You are simply the best. We love you. You keep us in line, and you keep us organized, and you keep us focused. But your humor and your care and compassion for this organization and your colleagues and your friends is second to none. So we love you, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
So Christine is our County Equal Rights and ADA Coordinator, and when you approved the consent calendar this morning, you appointed Ms. Liz King to succeed Christine in that very, very important role. So today, joining me also at the table along with Christine is Mr. Andy Johnson, new to our organization. You recognize Andy. He came from the city of Modesto, and he's our new business manager in capital projects. I want to just take a moment and thank the team that's worked on this. This is really an important endeavor, and we're really excited for the people behind me who will introduce to you in a little bit. And you know why it's important? Because we do strive to be the best. We live and breathe that sentiment about what we do in our community under your fine and excellent leadership. And that means we really have to look at what we do. We have to look at how we operate. We have to look at our facilities and programs and make sure that the community has access. And it's the law, but it's also something that we shared with each of the proposers. We got great proposals to join us on this journey, that it's our culture, it's our expectation of ourselves and others to be sure that our facilities, our programs, are accessible to the community that we serve under your leadership. So I want to thank the team. I'm a little latecomer to the team effort, but I want to thank Christine, Liz King, Kelly Rodriguez, and the board office have been tremendous. Tim Fedorchek, Cynthia Tomlinson, Andy Johnson. And I also want to have a special shout out to Matt Machado behind us and Mary Mayhew from our Parks Department. This is a comprehensive effort. For the next 12 months, if you grant approval this morning, every county department and program will be involved in this evaluation and this assessment. And we expect there to be good things that come for this as we continue to strive to be the best to serve our community. So with that, it is my most wonderful pleasure today to turn this over to Christine Farrow-Tallman.
Thank you. It is a very exciting day. This is a journey we started on back in 2012 when Caltrans did an audit of our programs. In line with Title II of the American with Disabilities Act. And even though we have been compliant, we did not have a formalized program. So as we developed this formalized program, we realized that we needed to move on to the next step, and that was to create a self-evaluation of all of our programs, services, and activities, and then and those are programs, services, and activity that the public accesses county services. So any point where a public member is going to access a service, program, or an activity with the county, those have to be evaluated. And that's what the self-evaluation portion of the program will be. And then we will create a transition plan, because wherever those programs, services, and activities are being given out of are in the buildings, and those buildings need to be examined to see if there's any physical barriers that would limit the access of our public to receive those programs, services, and activities. This next slide just shows you how large we are. We have 28 departments. We have over 4,000 employees. We have over 279 developed properties. We have 179 buildings, 119 sites, 2.5 million square feet of facilities. We have 26 park sites and 1,500 roadway miles of roadway in this county. All this is going to be examined. Our employees are going to be involved in the evaluation. And then, so anyway, so what we are doing today is hiring a consultant to help us on this program. As you can see, it's very large, it's comprehensive, and therefore we needed some assistance to help us on this path. And our consultants will help train our staff to evaluate our program services and activities. They'll also be out measuring our county facilities, and they'll be determining if there's any deficiencies. And those deficiencies will end up in something called a transition plan. And our transition plan will be a living document that we'll use for many years ahead as we go through and we make any adjustments that is needed in removing any of those deficiencies to our programs, in our buildings. We're going to take a I'm used to driving, Andy, and talking, so it's throwing me off that you have control. The background, we went out, the board on November 30, 2015, approved a RFP for us to go out to hire a consultant. We received five proposals. And Sally Swanson was our is going to be our recommended proposer to you today. We were very fortunate. We had a really good experience in that process, and we had some very highly qualified people that submitted proposals to us. The next phase now is to enter into an agreement with our consultant who will help us go through the process. And the process will be that self-evaluation phase, creating the transition plan, and then we had two alternates, and one was with our GIS system and utilizing that to map out the locations of things that need to be modified, and also the security piece. Patty, do you want to talk about that piece?
When we looked at the work that would be involved, and as Christine told you earlier, how many facilities we have, how many locations we had, and we're also, with the board's approval, doing a security evaluation of our facilities. So we sought an economy by having the Sally Swanson team, when they're out at facilities, gathering some of the data so we don't have to repeat that. So I think that's an added benefit of the timing of this effort, so we can evaluate our facilities for multiple purposes at one time. The integration into the GIS system is really important to us to ensure the information we have, the accuracy of what we have, is available for all other uses as well. So we see an opportunity here to use the data that will be collected in a variety of ways. With that, it is my, thank you, Christine, it is my pleasure to introduce you this morning to Sally Swanson, and Sally's going to come to the podium and say a few words. Good morning. Yes, please.
Well, I'd like to say good morning to Mr. Chamberlain and board members. I welcome the opportunity to be here today. I was going to go into great detail about all the products we were going to bring and how we were going to bring the county compliance with Americans with Disabilities Act, but you've taken it away from me, Christina, so I won't say anything. I will say that this is a passion of mine, is to create an accessible environment. I'll just give you a little history. I've been at it for 35 years. I see that it's an area that's grown, and I think this is a great opportunity for the county to take lead, to take action, to show that the county can be accessible. We do a lot of work in the Valley, and I feel the Valley is a very unique, wonderful place, and I think that'll be the next highlight of California, to be honest. We look forward to working with the county members. It was a very difficult process. We looked at your RFP and went, oh, no, 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 this is far too difficult. How did they think of all these hard questions? And we sat down and we wrote the proposal and we put our hearts into it. We felt that this is the work we really want to do. But first, I'd like to introduce you to Jasper Kirsch. He's your project manager. Jasper and I have been together 10 years. He's CASP certified, he's ICC. And he's a great leader. He's developed our database. We have a new tool, it's a profiler, that will be measuring all the sidewalks and put it into GIS space. And there's only two pieces of equipment in this entire country that does this. We have Michael Paravagna, and I'm honored to work with Michael. Michael used to be the ADA coordinator, City of Sacramento, and then he was head of the Disability department for the Department of Rehab. So it was just a great honor, and you'll see the speeches that Michael gives. He'll keep everybody awake. I myself have many interests. I'm presently interested in universal design. I'm on the Global Universal Design Committee at the University of Buffalo, and I travel around the world sharing universal design. We look at security, we look at comfort, we look at culture, we look at sustainability. So I'm taking the standards that exist in California and exist in the federal government and seeing how we can produce a better environment. Now, I can talk for hours, but I've been told to be brief, so if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them for you.
Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Swanson. Next steps, if with your approval today, they'll be back tomorrow because we're going to start this work tomorrow. The team has just done a tremendous job, and I'm really grateful for all of them. I want to talk to you a little bit about money. We had set aside some money with your approval in the budget for this. We are pleased that the proposal recommended to you today was also the lowest cost proposal that the county received. We have a total of $799,700 recommended in our project budget, funded, as you see on the screen, by the county facilities budget, a portion from public works, and a portion from the transit budget for those elements of the project. With that, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, we have three recommendations before you today to approve the award of the agreement to Sally Swanson Architects of San Francisco, California, to perform the work described, to authorize myself to finalize and execute the agreement to perform the countywide self-evaluation and transition plan in compliance with the Americans with Disability Act, and to formally establish the project budget funded from the sources I described earlier, all available in the current county budget. And number four, recommendation to direct the auditor controller to take the necessary budget actions. And finally, to authorize us to take additional and necessary actions with the project to complete this work so long it's consistent with the approved project budget. All of us are pleased to be here today. This is a significant and positive step forward, and we would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions by members of the board? Comment? If not, then I'll open it up to the public. If there are no comments from the public, I'll bring it back to the board.
I'd like to approve the five staff recommendations.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Passed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman? Did I say something that I forgot to say on the last?
Go ahead.
We were talking about when Jody was talking about the safety and the OSHA incidents. I forgot to mention David Becker, who was our former safety officer for the county. He retired about 2 or 3 months ago. He was extremely passionate, and I know he gets a lot of credit for this, and I forgot to mention that. Some would say he was so passionate he was almost maniacal about it because he was always really paying attention to everything. So, again, tremendous benefit to the county because of David. I want to shout out to him. So.
Okay, thank you. We'll now go to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the Governor's Office of Emergency Services regarding the U.S. Small Business Administration's declaration of several counties and their contiguous counties, including Stanislaus, as disaster areas due to the economic impacts caused by the ocean condition resulting in the delayed commercial crab season.
Okay. Refer to the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received a copy of the Stanislaus County Audit Report Road Fund from July 1st, 2010 through June 30th, 2013.
Refer to the Department of Public Works.
This board has received a letter from the California State Fish and Game Commission regarding the incidental take of the tri-colored blackbird.
Refer to the Fish and Wildlife Commission.
This board has received a letter from Sutter Health per the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act regarding the elimination of positions and their plans to terminate the employment of a number of employees at Memorial Medical Center and other locations in Modesto, California, commencing on April 25th, 2016.
Refer to Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance. and the Alliance Network.
And this board has received the claims that are noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of the claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Department. Thank you. Now, does anyone on the board have a board report? Anyone having any comment? Reports? If not, I'll go to Legislative, Physical, and Management Report, CEO Stan Risen.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to start by just putting a couple of shout-outs myself, and one is related to the last agenda item we just had. I think it's fair to describe that up until a number of years ago, our efforts when it came to ADA civil rights had been more reactive than proactive. We noticed that Caltrans was starting to kind of raise the bar, and I asked Christine to step in and be our ADA coordinator on top of all her other duties. And I have to tell you, she and Liz have just done a phenomenal work in raising the bar when it comes to our ADA civil rights efforts. And then this was a major lift that you saw before you this morning, preparing both the RFP and creating a strategy to move this organization to the next level. And I want to express my appreciation to Betty Hill Thomas and her team, who came in and provided a lot of horsepower in this RFP to bring this item. There was a lot of work that went behind the scenes to bring the item that you just voted on, and so I want to thank you for your efforts there. On February 17th, another shout-out, we ended up with a water leak out at our data center that compromised some of our systems, and we ended up having to shut down a number of our IT systems. And we had a team that just really were stellar in their response to getting us back up and online and coming up with strategies. And so I want to put a shout-out out of GSA to Caleb Cox, Juan Calpatura, Robert Garcia, out of SBT, Tim Schmier, and Michael Pless, and out of SR911, Nate Olson and Kirk Klein. I know that there were others who were involved in this behind the scenes, but these folks really stepped up. And, you know, it's something I pay attention to because we are so IT-dependent. When we have to shut down our systems, it takes us to our knees. And these guys had us back up and running in no time at all and were able to come in and get us back to where we are, as well as work on some proactive stuff to ensure it doesn't happen again. On the legislative front, I just wanted to share with you that we just learned that yesterday both the Assembly and the State Senate passed the Managed Care Organization tax, and it's now going to the governor, who's indicated he'll sign it. This was an important piece of legislation as it relates to Medi-Cal because it provides matching money for federal money, and had this tax expired, and a new one not be instituted, we stood to lose over $1 billion in the state in Medi-Cal funding a year. So this is important legislation, and I wanted to provide you an update that it has now passed both the Assembly and the Senate.
Thank you.
That concludes my report.
Thank you. Before agendaing, we'll have County Council Jack Dorian comment on the closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, excuse me. We have several matters on for closed session this morning. First is conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D1, involving two cases. First case is Martin Ontiveros et al. Versus County of Stanislaus et al., Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 2001997. And second case is Dennis Wallace versus County of Stanislaus et al., Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 663764. Additionally, we'll have a conference with legal counsel to discuss anticipated litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision B4, and that involves one case. We expect to report out on at least one, if not more, of these matters. And it's appropriate to ask if there are any public comments on these matters.
If not, this meeting is adjourned and we go on to closed session. Thank you.